From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is sounding the alarm about the impasse over raising the government's borrowing limit.
For the first time in the history of our country, unless there is a compromise or they accept my bill, we're headed for economic disaster.
Reid spoke shortly after the Senate killed a Republican proposal passed by the House. NPR's David Wellner reports the House vote was a hard-fought victory for Speaker John Boehner.
22 of Speaker Boehner's fellow Republicans voted against his debt ceiling bill, and had four more done the same, it would have failed. But the rest of Boehner's GOP caucus voted for the measure, even though it got not a single vote from House Democrats. Before the vote, Boehner chided the Democrats, with whom he'd tried unsuccessfully to reach a bipartisan debt ceiling deal.
All they would do was criticize what I put out there. I stuck my neck out a mile to try to get an agreement with the President of the United States. I stuck my neck out a mile.
When Boehner's bill was sent to the Senate, it was tabled by that chamber's Democrats in favor of a competing measure raising the debt ceiling, backed by Majority Leader Harry Reid. David Wellen, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Senate is scheduled to vote to close debate on Reid's plan later this weekend, but even before that happens, House Republicans are set to presumably reject it in a vote later today. President Obama is again urging both sides to come together. He says many of the issues have already been worked out.
The parties are not that far apart here. We're in rough agreement on how much spending we need to cut to reduce our deficit. And we agree on a process to tackle tax reform and entitlement reform. There are plenty of ways out of this mess, but there's very little time.
Mr. Obama speaking in his weekly address. In the GOP address, Arizona Senator John Kyle said it's important to avoid a default, but that Democrats need to work more closely with Republicans.
Republicans have tried to work with Democrats to avoid this result and put our country on a better path, but we need them to work with us.
Kyle says Democrats are using the crisis to try to raise taxes on American families and small businesses. Scotland Yard is opening a new investigation into possible crimes by the British news media. Larry Miller reports it relates to allegations of computer hacking by reporters at a third unidentified newspaper.
Scotland Yard says the computer hacking investigation comes after breach of privacy allegations were received in January. A police spokesman suggests there's now enough evidence to move the investigation forward. It's being reported that a senior military official believes his computer was infected with a Trojan worm, allowing hackers access to secret information about undercover work in Northern Ireland. The computer hacking investigation is being overseen by the same senior Scotland Yard commissioner handling allegations of phone hacking and police bribery at the Rupert Murdoch-owned tabloid News of the World. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Officials say no one's injured in the collision on the tarmac of two Delta Airlines aircraft at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Delta says a plane headed to Minneapolis and one headed to Atlanta struck each other before takeoff yesterday as they were being backed away from loading gates. Passenger Leisha McDuff says she didn't know what to think.
We were just having a routine flight, pulling away from the gate. Everything seemed normal, and I settled in with my book, and then suddenly there was a big rumble, and you could feel the plane shaking, and you knew something was really, really wrong.
McDuff spoke to WBBM-TV. It's not clear which parts of the planes made contact. However, officials say they suffered only minor damage. Today is Black Saturday in France as millions of French and Northern Europeans clog airports, train stations, and especially highways to head off for the August vacation. But this year, Frank Browning reports that vacation will be costlier than ever.
Not only have rail and airline tickets gone up, but the companies running France's privatized highways have hiked the tolls again. Paris to Bordeaux on the Atlantic coast will run nearly $75 in tolls, and the drive from northern France to the Côte d'Azur upwards of $100 each way. The superhighways were handed over to private companies under President Jacques Chirac. Most are now run by Vinci, one of Europe's largest construction companies. The bottlenecks are usually worst on the route from Lille in the north, past Paris, and down the Rhone Valley toward the Mediterranean beaches, where traffic jams often stretch 400 miles long. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News in Washington.